Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I am not Maggie Dawn. I am not a lawyer or economist. I am a humble organizer and executive director, joined by my friends, Dan Schaefer with the Recombobulation Area and Matt Rothschild and State Representative Darren Madison, which before the break, we were talking about our joint op-ed in the Recombobulation Area that came out yesterday, talking about some things that we wanted to see in the next chair. And to pick up on some of that, I think what for us was important is being able to convey that we need leadership that is going to meet this moment. People are hurt. There were fractures, big fractures between Gaza and immigration and even how folks view policing and the role of policing. There's so many fractions that how is leadership going to bring folks together in order to unite folks to meet this moment? But in order to do that, you also have to understand that in order to be a big tent party, you also have to be able to listen and to not push out people that you deem extreme or far left. That is not the that's not the way out, in our opinion.
Yeah. And Ben Wickler, I feel like one of his strengths as a chair was, and you know, people will always talk about like his fundraising or like, you know, different things like that. I think he was a good listener. Is that a fair characterization?
I would say that as someone that had monthly check-in calls with him and we talked about things that was legally allowable, there were times where out of a 30-minute call, 20 to 25 minutes is just me talking about all the things that I think the Democratic Party is doing wrong. And he, every month, shout out to him, took that in stride and always ended the call with, thanks, Angela. This always gives me helpful perspective and I appreciate our calls together. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be full of dynamics that are full of tension. He listened. Whether he fully agreed as an individual is beside the point, but he listened to me.
And I think that's really important for the next chair. I mean, you and Darren outlined so much here about what you want to see from the next chair from a variety of different levels and perspectives here. But I think that listening component is a really important one.
Yeah.
And another thing you underlined, both of you, that I think was crucial is respecting the grassroots organizing, respecting what's going on at the grassroots, and being clear on the issues about what the Democratic Party actually stands for. And one thing that I also think is crucial at this moment, especially, is a Democratic Party chair who can communicate. Yeah. We need people who can communicate really clearly right now, because as Dan was mentioning, you know, this is bigger than just Wisconsin. Wisconsin's going to be on the national map.
Yeah.
And Lord knows the head of the DNC nationally is quiet as a mouse right now while the whole country's, you know, in crisis. You know,
don't get me started.
God, I wish Ben Whitford won that. He wouldn't have been quiet and hiding in a closet like
not.
Ken Martin is. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
We need someone who can frame and speak, articulate what's going on in this country, the risks that we're facing, and the defiance that we're gonna bring here in Wisconsin with our great progressive tradition that we have here.
Absolutely.
Hey, no, and you hit the nail on the head, right? There's been a consistent message from folks from local county parties, and grassroots groups, like rural progressives, as well as groups like Grassroots North Shore, Milwaukee, and so on, that have been like, dude, we've tried tremendously, and we want to see a chair, and folks who work directly with us and listen to our perspectives when they come and do organizing in our communities alongside us, right? Which is why a lot of the folks who are running for for Wisconsin Dems chair, are talking about the role that they need to play in uplifting county parties.
So let me ask you, Darren, I don't like to say I'm playing devil's advocate, but, you know, let's go into it. I think some might say, well, Darren is a part of the Socialist Caucus. Why is he invested, or why did he write this piece with Angela? Why is the Socialist Caucus, or someone that is self-proclaimed socialist, invested in the next WISDEMS chair?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I am very much so a socialist. I'm also a member of the Democratic Party. I used to be on the executive committee for the Milwaukee County Dems. I've helped a lot of Dems get elected historically, from my predecessor to, you know, our county executive when he first ran for state representative, alongside a bunch of local leaders, right? I ran as a socialist because I felt my, you know, my values and communities were rooted in the ideology of socialism. But there's no socialist party that exists, in, you know, in the nation. And I feel that, you know, a lot of folks in the Democratic Party have core socialist values, which, you know, folks don't like to talk about, but it is true, right? And Wisconsin has a long legacy of a history of socialism.
Yeah.
But as it relates to the, you know, to the importance of the Wisconsin Dems chair's race and why I felt it important to weigh in, it's because, again, I'm going to be in the, you know, I'm still a part of the Dem caucus in the legislature, and I still show up in Dem spaces all the time. And I want to ensure that they, you know, that the party thrives, and I want to ensure that the folks on the left aren't left behind, because we care about a lot of the same things. We want to live in safe communities. We want to ensure that folks have access to living wage jobs. We want to ensure folks have access to quality health care, right? And we want healthy, thriving public schools. These are all, you know, socialist values. So, you know, and I want our chair to understand that, you know, the future of the party cannot leave votes on the table, and it can't leave folks on the sidelines. We are all needed to fight for our justice.
And you're not the only member of the Wisconsin Socialist Caucus, right? Like this is a growing piece of
friends.
The Wisconsin State Legislature. There is a significant presence of Democratic Socialists in Milwaukee.
Yep.
I personally would not include myself in the Democratic Socialist Caucus or anything like that. But I also think this they have to be part of the big tent.
Yes.
If Democrats are going to be part of the big tent party, I think you have to bring in a variety of different groups with a variety of different priorities under that big tent.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're kind of going against your own values, right?
Yeah. I mean, and I think that's part of the points that we were trying to make, too, is that that is on the responsibility of the party. You can't just outsource that type of organizing to be like, well, we don't want to talk to those controversial Black people, so we're just going to assume that Block is going to carry and maintain that relationship on our behalf. And that is also incredibly dangerous and not smart or strategic at all. Yeah, go ahead, Matt.
Yeah,
what do you got?
And also, and Representative Madison made a real strong point here, because you also need to present a vision.
Yeah.
And whether you call it a Democratic Socialist vision, whether you call it a Robert La Follette progressive vision, you need to give people a vision of what the party stands for and what you're going to offer people. How are you going to solve people's day-to-day problems?
Right.
And how you see Wisconsin and this country moving out of this phase. I mean, I'm an old Democratic Socialist myself. Putting my cards on the table here. I mean, and, you know, capitalism's devouring our democracy, if I can say.
Mm-hmm.
And fascism is an outgrowth of capitalism when capitalism isn't delivering the goods to people. We've seen this throughout the 20th century, and we're seeing it right now in front of us. And there's something wrong with the system. The system doesn't deliver the goods to people, and the super rich are buying the politicians left and right.
Mm-hmm.
And so people aren't getting what they need. And so I'm kind of thrilled that there is a Democratic Socialist Caucus here in Wisconsin. And so, Representative Madison, my hat's off to you.
Well, you touched on something important there, too. And I think it is important for the party in this pivotal kind of like transition moment to not just be the party that's not Trump.
Right.
You have to be more
that's
than
not
just not Trump
yeah.
or not Ron Johnson or not whoever Republican is running for governor.
Don't they want to have a right? higher standard for themselves anyways?
I think this is part of what needs to come next as the Democratic Party passes the torch to
yeah.
a new generation of leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Hint, hint, another column that we're going to be talking about coming up next here. But I think this is part of what Democrats need to do is
yeah.
offer their vision for what they would do if they were in power.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't happen enough.
No, precisely. I mean, you know, if you look at a lot of the fundraising emails and other efforts that have happened over the past year, right, they've been consistently messaging what are the problems that you know, Trump has been leading on and how Democrats are fighting against it, right?
Mm-hmm.
instead of saying,
and that's important too, right? You have to meet this moment and meet this, you know, ridiculous trampling of the Constitution that's happening from the Trump administration. You have to be a real opposition party, but you also have to provide a platform that people can believe in and have hope in.
Precisely. I mean, I think consistently about, you know, the dynamics that that particularly my family navigates, right? Whenever I'm thinking about how to ensure that messaging is reaching the core of folks, I go to my mom. My mom does not care for politics. The circumstances she's lived under are the same under Trump and have been the same under other presidencies and other electeds, whether they be Dem, Republican, socialists, or so on. So I try and talk to my mom and get her perspective on what she wants, what she cares about, and talk about messaging from that she can find accessible, because she never graduated from high school. She was raised in Mississippi and raised on a farm, right? So if she can resonate with messaging, my messaging can reach other folks in a way that makes sense. I think we need to, as a party, think about how we message to the folks who are disengaged and living under the circumstances that, you know, that have existed before the Trump administration and may exist after, and how to move us forward in a way that makes sense.
Very quickly.
Really important about how, you know, how we talk to, you know, our relatives, how we talk to our neighbors, and you know, we got to have that vision. We got to say how we're going to make everybody's life, their lives better in some concrete terms.
That was going to be my question. It was like, exactly, what is that? What is that vision? How do we, you know, explain that to people? Because I think some folks feel so disillusioned by both parties that, you know, Darren and I are hoping to add some, you know, wisdom and some gems to the dialogue about how Dems can be showing up in this moment. It's just a matter of, are folks willing to listen?
Well, the piece is out there. It's at the Recombobulation Area from Angela Lang, award-winning columnist at the Recombobulation Area, Angela Lang, with State Representative Darren Madison. The piece is called A Message for the Next Chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Go check it out now. It's available in full for free at the Recombobulation Area.
And right after we come back, we will be getting into Dan's piece called Pass the Torch. Tony Evers should not run for a third term as governor. We would love to have listeners call. So 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And we will take your calls on the other side of the break.